We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we had a little text going back and forth, and I'm with you. There was a report that came out showing how the University of Minnesota was horrible to Native Americans. And when you're horrible to somebody, you need to make amends. And I love your idea. Please share it with our listeners.
Well, so just, so there's a report that came out through something called like the Truth Project. And it's basically saying how bad the university was towards indigenous peoples here in Minnesota, going so far as to say that basically that the land that comprises the campus is stolen. And they're asking for reparations and policy changes and history telling and all this. And I have an easy solution. I think it's we could even expand this, but I think we just give the U of M back to the tribes.
Give them the land.
Yeah.
And all the buildings on it.
We want to keep spending taxpayer dollars on the U of M. And hey, if we could, I'd love to see if we could find out if the land underneath the state capitol was stolen too. We could give them that. You know, we could just basically, you know, give all of Minneapolis and St. Paul away, and we can maybe, you know, that whole Greater South Dakota project might just take a hard turn here and pivot. So, I don't know.
I think you're on to something here. And by the way, I can almost guarantee you that the land where the Capitol is was stolen too. I mean, it's only a few miles away. I doubt that it belonged to anyone but the Native Americans. So,
yep. No, I say give it all back.
Well, Jeff, I really think that you're onto something, and it's hard. I mean, look at how we've tried, or the city of Minneapolis and changing Lake Calhoun because it was so wrong. I mean, they got to do something. You know, how do you say Minnesota in Native American? But I guess that is Native American Minnesota, right? That is the way it's said,
so.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Meantime, you know, I got to ask you this question. You're an attorney, so you could help sort this out. There are people who identify as someone else. Can we identify, or will there be people saying, if there are reparations, that they identify as a Native American? And how could you tell them no with, you know, when you're, if you're transgender and you identify if you're a man and identify as a woman, you have protections. Shouldn't you have protections if you identify as a Native American and reparations are coming their way? How
well,
could
we,
you say
we
no
had
to
that,
these people?
We had that a few years ago, Bob. Remember the head of like the national Black Lives Matter movement was actually white.
Wasn't the NAACP as well? There was someone who was white and was running that organization, or one of the organizations.
You might be right, but you're right. When we abandon objective truth, I think all bets are off.
Well,
you know, when Biden was pushing student loan forgiveness, I was going to see if I could get my mortgage to identify as a student loan.
I think you're onto something there too. You're onto a lot of things here. But why not? Why is it only one group that can do that? And wouldn't you think that there's a lot of groups that support transgender group? Why wouldn't they support your right to identify as a Native American? And you got to do it now. I think we have to do it today if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So that
you're
not accused of doing it just to jump on the reparations wagon.
Right. Right.
So identify. I mean, I have a proud Italian heritage, but I got a feeling that, it doesn't really matter if I have a feeling if I'm somewhere there's Native American in my blood because I identify as one. That's what people can say. And can any court deny them? I don't know that you can.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, you're dealing with, abandoning objective truth. So I don't see how they could deny it.
So and you know what? You know, I kind of feel like I'm a little Minnewaukanton today. So they're already getting the casino dough, right?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if anyone's tried that. You know, hey, you know, I identify as a Native American. I want my casino money. And why haven't they? Because there's always people looking for, not that this would be a scam, but there's always somebody looking to claim something. So there's, there's always that opportunity to go after it. Maybe. I don't know. Well, where do you think this thing will actually go with the University of Minnesota? Will they have, I mean, they're always looking for money over at the U. So it's not like they'd be writing the check. Hey, you know what? We got that $18 million, billion-dollar surplus. Maybe some of that will go. But here's the one problem I have with the whole, you know, the idea of reparations, it has to go to descendants, direct descendants of people who were impacted if it goes to anyone. You don't just write checks to a group of people, or do you?
I don't know, and I don't know why, you know, why it wouldn't come from the descendants of those that actually did the bad things.
It should come to, you're right, I mean, exactly those descendants, whoever they are.
My people were over in Ireland when all this bad stuff happened.
Hey, mine were in Italy. And of course, parts, you know, they were probably in the foothills of the, or the Black Hills too, because, you know, I do, if I identify as Native American, I could identify as having been from a specific region, even if I wasn't, because I'm identifying, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can I identify as an attorney and represent somebody in court? I mean,
there's rules against that. There's rules against
that.
Okay,
all right. I figured I'd ask.
We always like to, my profession always likes to circle its own wagon, so we took care of that. So.
Yeah, you guys have, you close all those loopholes, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I identify as a radio guy, so, you know, that's something.
Yeah.
You know, people would say, what are you, nuts? You're not one of those. But anyway. All right, so you think that something can happen, or is this just too much money and too big that the state government will ignore it?
I will say this, that so long as the Minnesota DFL is in charge of state government,
and
if they think that this is a group that will vote for them, they will find a way to reroute our tax dollars to the group.
Yeah, but is it a big enough group to vote for them? I mean, do they feel that they can get enough help and enough votes out of it? How many? Do you have any idea how many thousands of, or is it tens, hundreds of thousands of Native Americans in Minnesota? I honestly don't know.
I don't, I don't know how many are living on, reservations, sovereign land, versus how many are living, say, you know,
next
in the United
you.
States, yeah. as we say it, you know, in Minnesota.
And yeah, it's I am going to be following this to see where it ends up. Now I got a question for you. Did you see what I consider not only the tweet of the week, could be the tweet of the year? Mayor Jacob Fry, here's his tweet. More and more people are coming back downtown, and just in time for a Minneapolis summer. Many events are on the books, not just in downtown, but across the entire city. Gather some friends and get out and experience the city we all know and love. Is he really think we're all that stupid? That suddenly Minnesota is safe? Meantime, when you're seeing carjackings and shootings and the number of sexual assaults that happened in his fair city just last week, and the number of people who are just going in one door and out the other when it comes to bail and getting to skate on by judges. It's kind of criminal for him to write something like that, because if someone got hurt in Minneapolis, he should be held accountable for putting out that foolish tweet.
Yeah, but he doesn't care, you know, and they just think that they can, politic their way change the narrative by just saying these things.
Idiots.
Versus, again, it's a denial of objective truth, right? We're just going to say this, right? We don't care what it actually is. We're just going to say this.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, the ones that are saying that more and more people coming is the greater downtown, I think the downtown council or the group. Yeah, it's their PR wing of the city. Yeah. What are they going to say? Stay away. It's not safe. Well, I'll say it. Stay away. It's not safe.
I can tell you from working down there, Bob, if you walk through the Skyway, there's businesses certainly haven't come back.
No. And also, I'm guessing your head is on a swivel when you're in the Skyway. Mine would be, because I don't know if someone's approaching or...
It's safer in the Skyway during the daytime, but there was one day where we were coming back from our favorite lunch spot, walking through the Skyway between two buildings, and there was somebody that it looked like they were attempting to smoke crack off the heater.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Jeff, on that note, thank you.
But hey, it's safe, and everybody should go down there and go to all the events.
Come on down. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone.